congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I remember this time, around this time last year, you said, you know, it didn't, you know, take a, I'm going to butcher your quote. It said something like, it didn't take a genius, you know, to come to the 49ers, given the circumstances and everything. Was this a hard decision you have in your mind that you were going to be coming back?
Yeah. Well, you know, those comments last year were based off kind of an outsider's perspective, and my experience last season, you know, being on the inside, did nothing but confirm what I already knew to be true, and that was San Francisco is a super attractive place to play, and my experience last season only, you know, furthered that notion in my mind. So coming into free agency, my number one goal was to remain a 49er, and fortunately, that was able to work out.
So when did you and the team start talking seriously about this two-year deal?
I think it's been, I don't know exactly, probably the last couple weeks, started communications back and forth, and I gotta give credit to the 49ers organization, you know, Trent Baalke and Parag and Brian Hampton and those guys. I mean, even when things got to the point where we maybe didn't see necessarily completely eye to eye, everything was done in a professional, first class manner, and you know, that's part of the attractiveness of being in a place like San Francisco. Is not only is it a great team, but it's a first class organization, and those guys, I have a lot of respect for the way they went about, you know, the entire process.
Are you here in the Bay Area now, Phil, or are you back in Texas with your family?
I'm back home in Austin with my family. I'm currently on spring break in Florida, so it's been quite a week.
Oh, I bet.
Phil, what did last season tell you about where you stand in your career in terms of how strong your leg is and just what you're going to be able to bring these next two seasons?
You know, I've always tried to shoot straight with everyone I know, and have told people that, you know, when I sense that I'm starting to slow down, I'll be the first one to admit it. But I've yet to experience that. So I'm last year just confirmed what I expected to do. I wanted to come in and perform at an elite level, and that's certainly my expectation moving forward, and I'm fully committed to putting the work that's required this time of year so that I can show up in the fall and help my team win games.
Phil, it sounds like the goalposts are in the new stadium, so do you get to go over there and start practicing and with less wind now?
Well, we'll see about the wind. I'm definitely going to try to get in there. You know, I watched the video on 49ers.com the other day, and as everyone was marveling at the first set of automatic goalposts, I was just staring at the flags that were pointing sideways. And I then went to weather.com and noticed that it was only a 10-mile-an-hour day. So that's kind of the life I live, and there'll be some adjustments and some learning curve going into the new stadium, but that's exciting. That makes it fun. It's very similar to the situation I was in this time last year where I had to go into a new stadium and figure it out. So I welcome that challenge, and it's a beautiful place, and I look forward to playing in it.
Phil, do you want to continue playing as long as you're playing at a high level, or do you have an age, or, you know, in mind when you want to step away?
I certainly want to play, you know, if I'm going to leave my family back in Texas and go play, it doesn't make any sense to me to just kind of get by. I want to play, I want to be a difference maker for my team. I want to be a contributor. I want to perform at an elite level. And as long as those things are true, I'm excited about showing up for work each and every day, and certainly signing this contract, I fully expect to be able to live up to those standards and then some after the fact.
Phil, with all those game-winning field goals that you made last season, what was your most memorable moment of the 2013 season?
Oh, wow. It was a year of transition for me, having been in one place for so long, being so comfortable, to find myself in new surroundings with new teammates, playing for a new organization in front of new fans. There was a tremendous amount of transition, but the entire season was just so rewarding to be on a team that won football games and expected to go deep in the playoffs. And probably the playoff run was my favorite part. It was something that I haven't experienced in my long career in the NFL, and to be around such a great group of guys who had been there, knew how to handle the stress of the playoffs, be able to contribute, you know, in Green Bay and then Carolina, and even though it didn't turn out the way we wanted. I mean, that's what being a 49er is all about, is playing playoffs. That was a pretty cool experience.
Hey, Phil, having come from Cleveland, what are your thoughts on Dante Whitner going back there in terms of what it can do for the Browns and what you guys will be doing to replace him with Stefea?
Well, you know, if most guys are honest, they have a soft spot in their hearts for their hometown, and obviously Dante's getting to go home. And one thing I know about Cleveland is when you grow up there, you wear orange and brown. And no matter where you go or how far you've been gone, if you've grown up in Cleveland, you're a Browns fan. So I'm sure it's a special opportunity for Dante. Obviously, we're going to miss him. He was a great player. He'll be a huge addition to that organization. But the thing I love about the 49ers is when they lose someone, they pick someone up, and we certainly did that with Antoine, and I'm excited to get to know him and certainly have followed him through the year. And, you know, we're just going to try to keep on plugging forward and try to keep on getting better.
When will you next be out in the Bay Area, Phil? When's the next date you
have to be here? I don't know for sure. I'm not exactly sure, but like I said, I know that I've got to spend some time in the new stadium and put my work in so that I'm prepared for those games in September. So in the next couple weeks, I'll kind of finalize what my plans are for the off season. But it's going to be exciting and a lot of work ahead.
All right, everybody, all right?
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations, Bill.